قد كفاني علم ربي من سؤالي واختياري.
When a child is born, the first words that a child hears when he enters this world, the first message that is conveyed to a child, and the first message that is instilled and inscribed on his heart and mind is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. When this child grows, every day from cradle to grave, this child is reminded of one message. The caller calls out, Nawazin calls out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. O insan, remember Allah is the greatest and greatness is for Allah. O insan, respond and acknowledge that Allah is the greatest and greatness is for Allah. O insan, look around you, every single thing within the heavens and the earth, every single thing within the universe, it testifies and it bears witness to this fact, and it will remind you that Allah is the greatest and greatness belongs to the Almighty Allah alone. Look at the creation of man. When you ponder over the creation of man, when you look at the eyes with which he sees, when you look at the ears with which he hears, when you look at the nose with which he smells, when you look at the tongue with which he tastes, when you look at the hands with which he grasps and touches, and the head with which he thinks, you will realize that the greatness is for the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you look at something as simple as a rose, have you ever pondered? You will see this every garden, yet this rose never stinks, yet this rose, it grows in filth, it grows in soil, it is fed with manure, manure stinks, it grows in an environment of dust and dirt, yet this rose never stinks. When you ponder over this, you will realize that the greatness is for the Almighty Allah. When you look at the spider's web, and then you look at man, you look at the intelligence of man, and you look at his technology, you look at his advancements, you look at the tools he possesses, yet he cannot equal and make something as simple as a spider's web. You know that the greatness is for the Almighty Allah. When you look at a silkworm, when you look at a bee, when you look at a goat, when you look at a deer, and you realize that all these four animals, all these four things, they eat from the same leaf, they eat from the mulberry, the leaf is exactly one, the color is the same, the taste is the same, the fragrance is the same, yet one eating this, it produces silk, the second eating this, it produces honey, the third eating this, it gives meat and milk, the fourth eating this, it gives musk. When you ponder over this, you realize that the greatness is for the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you look above you, ash-shamsu wal qamaru bi husban, and you look at these great creations of the Almighty Allah, the sun and moon, and you ponder over their fixed courses, the Quran says, لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَنْ تُدْرِكَ الْكَمَرْ وَلَلَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ. Never will the sun go past the moon, and never does the night outstrip the day. When you ponder over this, you realize that the greatness is for the Almighty Allah. When you look at the stars and trees, وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجْرُ يَسْجُدَانِ, and you realize that even these stars and these trees prostrate before the Master, prostrate before the Almighty Allah. تَقَادُ السَّمَوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْ, and these great heavens above, even they are afraid of the Almighty Allah. When you ponder over this, you realize that the greatness is for the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you ponder of the verse of the Quran, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا يَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا كُلًّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ, and you realize that he provides for every single fish and animal in the ocean, he provides for every bird in the sky, he provides for every creature on land, small or big. You will realize that the greatness is for the Almighty Allah. When you look at this great heaven above you, وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانَ بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا, the size of which your mind and my mind cannot even comprehend. Allahu Akbar. And then you look around you, there is not a single pillar to holding this heaven. When you ponder over this, you will realize that the greatness is for the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you ponder of the verse of the Quran, كَمَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزُهُمْ لَا يَبْغِيَانِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ وَهَذَا مِلْءٌ أُجَاجٌ, that he has let forth two seas, One sea is of salty water, the other is of sweet water, and these seas meet together. The salty water meets with the sweet water, but the salty water, it doesn't cross onto the sweet side, and the sweet water doesn't cross over to the salty side. When you ponder over this, you will realize that the greatness is for the Almighty Allah. Open the book of Allah and keep on reciting the verses of the Quran. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِذَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَذَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. If on this earth, if every tree on this earth was to become a pen, and all the oceans were to become ink, the oceans would be exhausted, they would come to an end, but the words of Allah would never come to an end. When you realize this, you know greatness is for the Almighty Allah. When you realize how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam right from the seabed, in the darkness of the ocean, in the darkness of the night, in the stomach of the fish, he calls out, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. And the Almighty Allah hears and responds. When you ponder over this, you know that the greatness is for the Almighty Allah. When you ponder over the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, how Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he takes four birds, he slaughters them, and then he cuts these birds into pieces, he cuts them into flesh, and then he takes this meat, he puts them on different mountains, and then he keeps the heads under his feet, and then he calls them in the name of Allah. How this meat gets together, and how these birds without their heads come walking to his feet, and then they take their own heads and they place it on their shoulders. When you ponder over this, you know that the greatness is for the Almighty Allah. When you look at the Niagara Falls and how it looks like a mountain of water, and then when you ponder over how the sea parted and it gave way to the likes of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel, and how it became two mountains of water, one on either side, and according to the Torah, 600,000 people make this crossing. Who was holding that water? Mountains of water. When you ponder over this, you realize that the greatness is for Allah, who al awwal wal akhir wal zahir wal batin wa huwa bi kulli shay'in alim. He is the knower of all things. Ponder over the knowledge of Allah, and khudha qasam, here and now you will begin to prostrate before the master. Wa ma tasqutu min waraqatin illa ya'lamuha wa la habatin fi dhulumatil ard wa la ratbin wa la yabisin illa fi kitabin mubin. There is not a single leaf that falls, whether this leaf is in the darkness of the Amazon basin, whether this leaf is in the thickness of some jungle, whether this leaf falls from a tree which is on the peak of some mountain. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows the color of that leaf, He knows the size of that leaf, He knows the hour that this leaf fell, He knows the second that this leaf touches the ground. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. There is not even a grain in the darkness of the earth, but it is in the knowledge of Allah. اللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَحْمِلُ كُلُّ أُنْثَى اللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَحْمِلُ كُلُّ أُنْثَى وَمَا تَغِيضُ الْأَرْحَامُ وَمَا تَزْدَادُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِمِقْدَارٍ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ الْكَبِيرُ الْمُتَعَالِ سَوَاءٌ مِنْكُمْ مَنْ أَسَرَّ الْقَوْلَ وَمَنْ جَهَرَ بِهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِاللَّيْلِ وَصَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what every female bears and by how much these wombs fall short or exceed. Everything with Allah is within a due proportion. He is the knower of the seen and the unseen, the most great, the most high. سَوَاءٌ مِنْكُمْ. It is equal to Him whether one of you conceals his speech, or whether one of you declares it openly, or whether one of you goes hidden by the night, or goes open by the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it all. يَا بُنَيَّا إِنَّهَا إِنْ تَقُمْ مِسْكَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلْ فَتَكُنْ فِي سَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. O insan, even if there's something equal to the weight of a mustard seed, and then this thing is inside some rock, in the darkness of a rock, or is inside somewhere in the heavens or the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows of this thing, and He will bring it forth on the day of judgment. Why? وَمَا يَعْزَوْا أَرَّبِّكَ مِنْ مِسْكَالِ ذَرَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَلَا أَصْغَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرَ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Because nothing can stay hidden from Him, even if it is equal to the weight of an atom, or it is smaller than this, nothing can stay hidden from Him. Why? اللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, He knows what enters the earth, He knows what comes out from the earth. وَمَا يَنْزُلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا. He knows what descends from the heavens, He knows what ascends to the heavens. Never mind this, رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ. You sit here before Me and you think you know yourself. The Almighty Allah knows you better than yourself. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةُ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. He even knows the fraud of your eyes and what your heart conceals. You sit here listening to the reminder as I address you, and the thought that from the thoughts that are crossing your mind. The Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knows these thoughts before they even cross your mind. This is the Almighty Allah. And when you ponder over the greatness, when you ponder over the knowledge of the Almighty Allah, you will bow down in prostration and you will recognize that greatness belongs to the Almighty Allah. The Almighty Allah is saying, Ya ibadi, kullukum dalun illa man hadaytu fastahduni. O my servants, you were all astray except for the one I have guarded. Ask me for guidance, I will guide you. Ya ibadi, kullukum ja'iun illa man at'amtu fastadimuni ud'imkum. O my servants, you were all hungry except for the one I have fed. Ask me for food, I will give you food. Ya ibadi, kullukum arin illa man qasawtu fastaksuni astakum. O my servants, you were all naked except for the one I have clothed. Ask me for clothes, I will clothe you. Ya ibadi, innakum tukhti'una bil layli wal nahar wa la aghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. O my servants, you all sin. You sin by day, you sin by night. Sin. I am the Almighty Allah. I forgive all sins. Ask me forgiveness, I will forgive you. Ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب واحد منكم ما نكس ذلك في ملك شيئا. O my servants, if all the creation that I ever created, the men from amongst you, the first, the last, the jinn kind from amongst you, the first, the last, if they were to become like the most evil man amongst you, that would not decrease my kingdom in anything. Ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملك شيئا. O my servants, if every one of you, the first of you, the last of you, the humankind from amongst you, the jinn kind from amongst you, if you all became muttaqis, if you all became like the walis, and you became the awliya of Allah, you became like the most pious man from amongst you, that would not increase my kingdom in anything. Ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في سعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل إنسان المسألة ما نكس ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المثيط إذا أدخل البار. Oh my people, if every one of you that I have ever created, the first from amongst you, the last from amongst you, the humankind from amongst you, the jinn kind from amongst you, if you were to stand on a flat white plain and then each and every one of you were to ask me for something, were to beg for something, you ask for a helicopter, the second ask for something else, the third ask for something else, and I fulfill every quest that you ask me for, that would not decrease what I have with me more than the eye of a needle decreases the sea when it is put inside it. When Abu Idris would relate this hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would fall flat on his knees, because this hadith clearly suggests that the greatness of the Almighty Allah. And when you ponder over this, you realize that greatness belongs to the Almighty Allah and Allah alone. This is the reality of our Creator.